This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today we're going to talk about something we all do, but don't give much thought to, and that is sitting. How you sit is vitally important to your spine and your overall health, and there is a ton of bad information out there. In fact, this episode is a direct response to an article that was filled with such bad info. So now, sit down and relax, and learn how to sit down and relax. Before we can truly understand sitting, we first need to discuss standing. When you stand in proper posture, you exert 100% of your body weight on your spinal joints, which is to be expected. When you bend forward just 15 degrees, which is the amount you bend when brushing your teeth, washing your hands, shaving, doing dishes, you increase that amount to 150% of your body weight. Most of us can't even imagine holding that position for even 30 minutes, let alone hours per day. Here's the crazy part. How the experts tell us to sit comes into play. When you sit in what we are told is proper sitting posture, that is, back flat against the back of a chair, thighs parallel with the floor, and knees bent 90 degrees, you exert 140% of body weight on your spinal joints. So think about that for a few seconds. When you sit in what we are told is the best posture, it is almost the same amount of stress on your body as if you were bent 15 degrees standing up. And now consider holding that position for hours. It's easy to see how problems can be created, and that is far from the worst seated posture. The three worst sitting postures are hunched forward. Hunching is widely regarded as the worst sitting posture. Many people, especially office workers who spend long hours at the computer, tend to hunch while sitting. As a result, they often end up sitting with a hunched back and a raised head. Hunching can compress the stomach and lungs, leading to breathing difficulties, chest tightness, and indigestion. Prolonged neck curvature can also cause tension-type headaches. Hunching the back and leaning the head forward can also cause severe compression on the cervical spine and lead to cervical degeneration. Number two is slouched backwards. When sitting in a chair with a backrest, it's common for people to lean back lazily, leaving a gap between their lower back and the chair. This posture is known as the slouched position and is particularly common when sitting in a deep couch or in bed. This posture can cause damage to the intervertebral discs, leading to problems in the lower body. The discs are like jelly donuts. In the slouched position, one end of the disc is pinched and the other on the verge of bursting. More after this.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about sitting. The third worst sitting posture is leaning to the side. Leaning on the armrest of a sofa or chair, or leaning the entire body against the side of an armrest and tilting to one side while sitting can cause imbalances and symptoms that are more likely to appear on one side of the body, such as in the shoulder, low back, or hip. Common conditions such as leg length discrepancy, uneven shoulders, scoliosis, and pelvic tilt are closely linked to this incorrect and unbalanced sitting position. Over time, it can even affect the functioning of internal organs. So how should we sit? First off, you need to understand that our bodies are not designed to stay in one position for extended periods of time, whether you're lying down, standing up, or sitting. The key is to move and change your position throughout the day. Unfortunately, many people today are forced to sit for extended periods. So what's best for them or for yourself? Well, two things. First one, get an inflatable wobble cushion, not to be confused with a whoopee cushion. Remember those? Anyway, back to the wobble cushion. It creates an unstable surface you sit on. This unstable surface causes the muscles that support you when you're seated to constantly be working, so it is impossible to stay in one position for too long. The second thing, sit on the front edge of the chair with your knees lower than your hips. This forces your back into an erect position with no additional pressure on your back. If you're on a long drive, take the wobble cushion with you. It'll make the drive much more comfortable. Feel free to direct your questions or comments to khmbradio@aol.com. Till next time, this is Dr. Barry Canty wishing you well.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.